I'm joined on the line by Declan Walsh, who's in Abbottabad, where Osama bin Laden was killed. Declan, can you describe the scene?
Yeah, I'm here in Abbottabad. It's really one of the most unlikely places that one could have imagined Osama bin Laden would have been cornered and subsequently killed. It's an army town. It's the home of military training in Pakistan. The Pakistan Military Academy is located here, which is where basically the entire officer corps is trained. And the house where Osama bin Laden was killed, which I'm just within a couple of 100 meters of now, is situated in a relatively well-to-do neighborhood. It's a three-story house, and it's a place really where traders, retired army people, people who work in NGOs and professional work in this town live. And it's really not a place where anyone would have expected that Osama is. Certainly very far from the tribal areas where the CIA has been concentrating their drone strikes over the last year or two, and trying to target al-Qaeda figures such as bin Laden.
Now, this must be a huge political embarrassment for the Pakistani government. I mean, he was practically under their noses.
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions at this point about how this operation went down, and particularly what was the involvement of both the Pakistani government and the Pakistani intelligence services in this operation. Some of the reports we've had from America suggest that the Americans didn't inform the Pakistanis about this basically until it was a fait accompli. I spoke to some Pakistani military people this morning who said that they described it as a highly sensitive intelligence operation, but they refused to give any further details. And I think in terms of the political repercussions, certainly here in Pakistan, this will be one of the big questions in the coming days. Just what was the level of involvement of the local government here, and whether the Americans didn't tell the Pakistanis, possibly because they feared that it would compromise the operation. There certainly have been complaints in the past that the Pakistanis have given, or the Pakistanis have received sensitive information about certain suspects who have subsequently fled. This is a very tense time for Pakistani-American relations. There was that huge controversy with Raymond Davis, the CIA agent who shot two people in Lahore in January. There have been some very strong statements from the Pakistani army chief and from the prime minister against that CIA drone campaign and cyber belt. So, these are difficult times, and it certainly seems that this operation, an operation of this magnitude involving American soldiers, apparently on Pakistani soil, would be very politically sensitive here.
Have you had the chance to gauge reaction from ordinary Pakistanis? I mean, what is their attitude towards Osama bin Laden?
Well, in this neighborhood, there's really a sort of stunned reaction, to be honest. I mean, I've met people who have described the operation, people describing, helicopters passing 20 feet over their rooftops last night, explosions going off. Some of them have said that they are happy that Osama bin Laden has been captured. Other people have said that they don't believe that it was actually him. And most people that I've spoken to, they just find it very hard to believe that someone of his stature would be hiding in a place like this.